God. I wish Uncle Merv would shut up already. No one cares what you and Aunt Rachel did in Branson. I know, baby. But I just can't wait to tell them the good news. To show them how I'm leaving their lives forever and how I'm going to spend the rest of mine with you. I've wanted these yokels out of my life since forever. And I thought, you know, going out of state for college would finally rid me of them. At least temporarily. But they just keep visiting me. Going to my events, showing up at private school dinners, random and unannounced visits. It never fucking ends. And that's why I need you most, sweetie. I want to send the message even they'll understand. You're the key to me finally being free from them. And if things get dicey, that's why I brought the girls along with us. Well, it's one of the reasons why. The main reason was to keep you satisfied when I couldn't go anymore. Oh, thank God, Uncle Mir's finally done. Okay, here we go. Excuse me, I have something I'd like to say. So, as you all know, my baby and I met after my parents forced me to go to that speed dating event at the church by my sorority house. Luckily, it was the best decision I've ever made. And since we've been together for 2.5 years, I've decided that it's finally time. So, after much thought and consideration, I'm happy to announce that I'm going to be his living sex slave. Mem, what do you mean by stop joking? I'm serious. I'm going to be his personal free use fuck toy. Any hole I have, he can use it any time he wants, in any way he wants. I'm completely submitting to this amazing man. Or rather, to my amazing master. Now, I know you're probably... Dad, sit back down now. What are you talking about? He hasn't hurt me or manipulated me or anything like that. He's never even laid a hand in anger against me. Well, unless I ask him to. All of this was 100% my decision. All me. Not him. Me. Why am I telling you this? Because I fucking hate this family. Every single one of you. Mum, Dad, you're both so suffocating. Always coming to visit me every single fucking week. And you two embarrass me every single time you visit, acting like drunk, uncivilized swine that just learned how to be humans. And you know what? I thought we were poor. How the fuck can you two afford to make a 2,000-mile-round trip 4 to 5 times a month? Just call to see how I'm doing. And don't you start laughing, Uncle Merv. Or should I say, Merv the Perv. You've always looked at me like the forbidden fruit that you could never have, ever since I was younger. Literally, every time I catch you staring at me, you always have a boner. I'm your niece. What the actual fuck is wrong with you? Aunt Rachel's always looking at me like I'm trying to steal her fugly ass husband. I can and have done much better than him, as you can see. You need to make sure your husband doesn't end up locked up just like he deserves. And last but not least, Cousin Jackie. Basically acts like his father Merv the Perv here, except he waits until I'm alone to intimidate and prowl on me. Newsflash, fucko. Incest is disgusting. It's never fucking happening, okay? Quit being obsessed with me. But enough of that for now, because now it's time to do something I should have done all those years ago. Baby, open the door and let the girls in, would you? You're a sweetheart. Why'd I bring my cheer squad with me? For protection. You laugh, but we've all been taking complimentary Brazilian jiu-jitsu classes ever since freshman year. Gotta fight off those campus predators as ourselves, since the college won't do shit about them. Oh, you don't believe me, Merv? Fine. Stand up and come over here. Oh, and look at that. I knew you'd have that disgusting boner. Ugh. Hey, Sasha. Fuck him up.
Oh!
See? And she's the worst one out of all of us. No offence, Sasha. Now, go back to your chair before I send the second worst to knock your ass out. Are you ready, Master? It's time to show them exactly why you own me. Oh, I'm still in awe every time I see this perfect pussy pleaser of yours. You see how beautiful his cock is, everyone? The length, the girth, those pulsating veins, the way it just slightly curves up. Oh, it's the perfect dick. No other way to describe it. Erin, Amanda, Morgan, Izzy, Danielle, put my family in chokeholds to make sure they watch this. Not too tight, though. Don't want to knock them out. Excellent. Just like that. This moment has been a long time coming. And you know, it's a good thing you forced me to go to that speed dating event at the church. Because this dick is my god now. Now watch as I worship on my knees at the altar of his holy cock. This man has helped me through so many things I've never told anyone about, without me even asking for it. It's like he can read my mind sometimes. And the only thing he asks for are my love and undying loyalty. He's everything I've ever wanted in a man. How could I not want to serve and worship him? You're gonna come? That's it, come in my mouth. I want to taste it for the first round. Yeah, but she came all for me. All gone. Oh, and look at that. He's still hard. I'd say he's even harder now. But you're probably wondering how. How is that battering ram of a cock still throbbing and ready for more? That's because my master has a very, very rare genetic mutation where he has near unlimited stamina. Come. And no refractory period whatsoever. For fuck's sake. Look, for dumb asses like Merv here, it means that as soon as he comes, he's ready to go again. Instant reload. Don't believe me? Girls, lift up your skirts and show them the proof. Oh, just look. Each and every single one of them have come dripping from both holes. All 10 of them. 10-1-0. And he did this just a few hours before we came here in our hotel room. The man's stamina and reservoir of semen are damn near endless. Now, please fuck me on this table, master. I'll show you what a good little sex slave I can be. Remember what I said about his dick slightly curving up? Well, that curve helps him continuously scrape across my my G-spot as he drills my cunt like he's a madman. I'm so glad you went through with my plan, master. This is why I love you so much. Unquestioning loyalty and trust. You never second guess me like my family. You always trust me in every decision I make. That's why I'm yours forever. I can't hold it anymore. I'm coming. Fuck. Let me serve you your food. You need to refuel. Don't you love the pumpkin pie I brought? I'm so glad you like it, master. Here, eat it off my tits. Oh fuck. That's my nipple, not the pumpkin pie. Don't stop biting, though. Fuck. You go again. That's it. That's it. Pound my sex slave cunt until I'm bruised and sore, and then just pound it some more. See this, everyone? Oh, fuck. This is how I'm gonna spend the rest of my life from now on. Me and the squad, because we're all married to each other. We got married just before we took the trip up here. And now we're in a polygamous marriage, just sucking and fucking each other almost every day. Oh, fuck, it's so fucking amazing, master. I'm coming again. Come in, my nasty slave cunt. Yeah. A life like this. Oh, fuck. I couldn't ask for better. I'm so cum drunk. Oh, I love you, master. I'm so lucky to have found you, master. Who would have known that I'd find God on earth and he'd be... Oh, fuck. He'd be fucking the shit out of me like this. Oh, my God. Yes. Choke me. Choke me with your belt. Choke your stupid slutty slave bitch. I don't deserve to breathe. I'll serve you even in death. My loyalty and love for you is undying. I can't believe I'm coming while I'm getting fucked. And choked. Oh, fuck. In front of my family. Fuck. I'm coming. Thank you, master. For a split second, I got to witness what heaven feels like. You gonna come soon, master? Where do you wanna come now? My food? You want to feed me your cum? Yes, please. Come on, this shitty food my family made. Make it edible for once. Spread that sweet cream all over my plate. So much. You're drowning it in semen. Yes. Pump out every last drop. Looks and smells so good. Tastes wonderful. You done, master? Okay. I'll put on my clothes, and then we can all go to the restaurant and eat something that won't give us food poisoning. Girls, let's go. Now do you all fucking get it? Did it finally get through your thick fucking skulls? I don't need or want you in my life anymore. All I need is master and my girls now. I finally have a loving family I've always wanted. Don't call me because I've already changed my number. Don't visit because I'm transferring to a college far away from here and my old one. If you try to call law enforcement, I will have a restraining order placed against you. This is the last time you'll ever see me. I'm master's now and forever. Come on, master. Girls, let's go.